Of course, we start today with the bushfire crisis. First to the town of Mallacoota in Victoria's far east. After fleeing their homes on Monday night and preparing to jump into the water as the fires hit the town, today thousands of people are hoping they'll soon be evacuated by ship. The HMAS Chules is anchored offshore, ready to take on the fire refugees. Reporter Elias Kluwer is there.
This naval vessel, the HMAS Chules, is anchored about a kilometre and a half off the shoreline. It can't get in because of the tide, so it's now working out a way in which people can leave the beach here safely. Now, they're trying to get people out via the water, but also the air, and choppers will also be used to get people off. But in terms of who will be taken, well, people don't know. A lot of tourists are frustrated with the lack of communication. They say they're completely in the dark as to how they're going to leave. They feel that if they can't get on a ship or a helicopter, they could be stuck here for several weeks. And given that they've been through an extraordinary time and a traumatic time, it would be fair to say, they're just eager and determined to get out of here.
Is it your understanding that people who are sick or perhaps young children will be taken out first?
We don't know. I've just spoken to some naval officers, and again, they themselves are not sure. So they're waiting for word from the higher-ups to see who will be taken. I should also mention a thick smoke haze has now descended on this town again due to a fire that was happening, that was burning just north of here. So that smoke haze is quite significant. You can feel it in your eyes and in your lungs. We've spoken to tourists who are really concerned about the air quality, especially for their young children. So you'd think that given the tide situation, the naval officers here will try and get people to the boat who have any health concerns as quickly as possible.
We understand from the authorities that they may actually be there for weeks. What sort of resources and help are they being provided with?
Yeah, so authorities have communicated that. Now, ESSO and the police have provided resources. We've just seen water come in here at the jetty, and we're seeing food come in as well, also fuel. At the moment, the word is that they have enough to last about the town's population about 2 weeks. People here are confident that there will be enough supplies. The main concern here for people, though, is electricity and power, contacting their loved ones. There's generators at the local bakery and at the pub and at the service station as well. But of course, they've been used up by other people. It's hard to access them. Phone reception here is also quite bad. So I think the contact to the outside world is what people are most concerned about at the moment.
Elias Kluwer in Mallacoota.